For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri Governor Mike Parson took the oath of office for 4 more years in the state's top job today. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on what the GOP chief executive plans to do with his first full term.
Parson won a landslide victory last year and will have GOP supermajorities in the House and Senate to consider his agenda. He'll likely push for liability protections for businesses from COVID-19-related lawsuits and bolster transportation spending. Parson will also have to handle a state economy and budget substantially changed from COVID-19. He says his administration is up to the challenge.
We all had time to reflect. There were sad times, tough times, and exciting times. And through it all, Missourians prevailed.
Parson's term runs through early 2025. After that, he'll be unable to run again due to term limits. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The St. Louis Blues won't be playing to an empty arena when they open their first homestand next week. The NHL team said today it will allow a very small crowd made up of medical workers and public safety employees who've been on the front lines during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Blues opened the truncated schedule with 2 games at Colorado Wednesday and Friday, followed by a 4-game homestand that begins January 18th against the San Jose Sharks. The team is working with healthcare systems and public safety organizations to identify workers for January home games. Flooding has been a consistent concern in the St. Joseph area, but this year leaders of the community have the opposite worry, the unusually low level of the Missouri River. The St. Joseph News Press reports that Buchanan County commissioners have sent a letter to U.S. Representative Sam Graves raising worries about the river level, which was just above 3 feet today. It was just 2 years ago that record flooding along the Missouri River swamped parts of northwestern Missouri, but in recent months, shipments through the St. Joseph Port Authority have been grounded by low water. Local health officials are preparing ahead of a shift in COVID-19 vaccine prioritization. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez-Valdivia reports.
The Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department published an online survey last Friday to gather information about residents looking to get vaccinated. The survey asks for residents' age, employment, and other basic information in order to contact them when vaccines are available. According to PHHS, more than 5,000 people have filled out the survey since Friday. PHHS Assistant Director Scott Clardy says the next phase of vaccine distribution, 1B, will be much more complicated.
We've reached out to the state and told them that we are probably going to need a prioritization within Group 1B as to, you know, who they want us to do first.
Clardy says he expects that sub-prioritization sometime this week. You can find a link to the department's survey on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez-Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
St. Charles County's top election official says more than 1,000 absentee and mail-in ballots in November were rejected because of mistakes by voters. St. Louis Public Radio reported today that Missouri's third-largest county rejected 1,031 absentee and mail-in ballots, more than any other county in the state. The county tossed out 1.5% of all absentee and mail-in ballots, more than twice the statewide average. St. Charles County Director of Election Kurt Barr says the responsibility to correctly cast a ballot lies with the voter, not the election authority, and he says most of the uncounted ballots were disqualified for missing a notary signature when one was required. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.